Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Healing Hands by Shoshana. And now it is time for you to meet Shoshana. So, Shoshana, tell everybody about you.
Hello there, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi there. Yeah, so I'm here to help people to heal their energies. And I use a technique called the emotion code therapy, but I also incorporate other techniques along with it. but it always comes back to me releasing trapped emotions from a body. It can be done on humans and animals. Animals with great effect, and humans with great effect. But it comes down to the same old thing where somebody has got to want to be healed. So it's your own body that does it. I'm just a facilitator. I help people to overcome obstacles from their past and to live new, bring new life into their marriage, their family, and other personal relationships. You see, we're all like fish swimming in a sea of energy, and energy is the material from which all things are made. So, you know, it's just what I help people do is change their perception of life so that life can swirl around you and you can deal with it effectively. So with that, that's what it's all about.
Okay, great. Well, we've got several callers today, so we're going to have to, I'll let you know when 15 minutes is up, and then you can move on to the next caller. Does that work okay for you?
Well, we're gonna try something new today, and you know what it is. So hopefully that, like, I can deal with people effectively, and they can absolutely feel what it is that I'm doing by the time I'm done. So,
okay.
You know, all right. So we're gonna start off by trying what I tried on you the other day after your session on me. So
okay.
I'm anxious.
All right. Well, let's go to our first caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Area code 917, are you there? Okay, last call for area code 917. Okay, they must have stepped away for a moment. So we will go to area code 630. Hold on. Hi, who's this?
Hi. This is Dion.
Hi, Dion.
Hi, Dion.
Hi. I actually just called in to listen, but because I like to give other people a chance to speak with Shoshona, but I have been doing, I met Shoshona on your show a couple of months ago, and I've been working with her, and I'm amazed by the results. So I just called to listen, but I just wanted to say also thank you, Barbara, for having the show, because it's made a difference in my life ever since I've been doing my sessions with Shoshona. So I appreciate all that you do for the listeners.
Well, wonderful.
Both of you.
Thank you.
Well, Shoshona has added a little something new that she got from me, so I think you should experience it and not just listen.
Well, do you have a long call queue? Because
as long as I let Shoshona know when her 15 minutes are up, we should get to everybody.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Shoshona, work on Dion now.
If you want to. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I tap into Dion? Yes, is my name Dion? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Dion? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Dion? Yes. Okay. Can I tap into Dion's innate self, into her smart body? Yes. Okay, is there anything that the smart body would like to say today? Yes. Rejected, submissive, hurt, anxious, scared, critical, disapproval, disappointed, avoidance, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, despair, disappointed, awful, critical, frustrated, hateful, rejected, insecure, scared, startled, eager, courageous, respected, hopeful, loving, sensitive, fulfilled, confident, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, liberated. Okay, can I cut all negative energetic cords now from Dion's innate self and her smart body? Insecure, threatened, hurt, aggressive, frustrated, scared, startled, proud, peaceful, innate, or intimate, optimistic, bored, frustrated, hateful, insecure, humiliated, rejected, hurt, insecure, hateful, threatened, frustrated, aggressive, distant, despair, depression, loneliness, bored, inspired, playful, inspired, open, sensitive, hopeful, loving, provocative, courageous, fulfilled, disrespected, confident, important, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated, awe, eager, respected, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, powerful, courageous, proud, loving, fulfilled. Okay, is there anything else that the innate self of Dion would like to say? No, is it clear? Yes, is it happy? Yes. Okay, now there's something else I would like to try on you, and it will only take a few minutes. Okay, can we tap into Dion's chakras? Yes. Okay, is the root chakra blocked by fear? No. Is the sacral chakra blocked by guilt? Yes. Lonely, despair, distant, aggressive, distant, awful, powerlessness, vulnerable, inferior, empty, isolated, apathetic, indifferent, this has to do with your family, Dion.
Oh, yeah. I just had an episode yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I see. Okay, we're releasing it all now. Fill it full of love and light, her sacral chakra. Is her sacral chakra blocked by guilt? No. Is the solar plexus blocked by shame? No. Is the heart chakra blocked by grief? No. Is the throat chakra blocked by lies? No. Is the third eye blocked by illusion? No. Is the crown chakra blocked by ego and attachment? Yes. Insecure. Rejected, submissive, threatened, hurt, mad, hateful, frustrated, aggressive, distant, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, despair, depressed, guilty, depressed. Threatened, hurt, hateful, mad, aggressive, frustrated, distant, critical, disappointed, avoidance, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, intimate, peaceful, powerful, intimate, peaceful, powerful, accepted, playful, sensitive, hopeful, loving, provocative, courageous, fulfilled, respected, confident, important, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager, awe, perplexed, disillusioned, worried, frightened, jealous. And it's hanging there. Insecure, ridiculed, alienated, embarrassed, disrespected, inferior, frightened, astonished, awe, eager, energetic, liberated. Okay, is the crown chakra blocked by ego or attachment? No. Is the third eye blocked by illusion? No. Is the throat chakra blocked by lies? No. Is the heart chakra blocked by grief? No. Is the solar plexus blocked by shame? No. Is the sacral chakra blocked by guilt? No. Is the root chakra blocked by fear? No. No. So you're clear now. How do you feel?
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. So I hope that makes a difference for you in lifting whatever was on you.
It usually, like, takes a day or so, but I think that, thank you, Barbara, for letting me do that, because I forgot. I did have an episode yesterday with the family, so... Yeah, it was bothering me all day, so I guess a perfect divine timing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Dion.
Have a good night. You're welcome.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So have you disconnected from her?
Let me disconnect now. Is my name Dion? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Dion? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now.
Okay. All right, let's try area code 917 one more time. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, it's Sid from New York. How's it going today? Hey, Barbara.
Hi, I've tried you before and you weren't there. Well, I'm glad you're back.
Oh, I'm here, ready to go.
Okay. All right, Shoshona, we'll work on you now.
Who is this?
This is Tim.
Oh, Tim? Okay.
Yep.
Nice to meet you, Tim.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so what can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could do the same, just to tune in to me and try to help unblock any thing I got going on blocking the chakras.
Okay, I'm going to do on you what I did on the last caller. So,
okay.
Okay, so what I do is I tap into your smart body, which is your innate self, which represents your DNA and your consciousness. And, you know, we can get a lot out of that, right?
Okay, yeah.
Your innateness comes from your knowingness, so it's like your inner core that I'm working on. Okay, Tim, do I have your permission, Tim, to connect to you?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Okay, can I connect to Tim? Yes. Is my name Tim? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Tim? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Tim? Yes. Okay. Can I tap into Tim's innate self? Yes. Into his smart body? Yes. Okay. Is there anything that Tim's innate self would like to say at this point? Yes. Okay. This is what you're feeling.
Okay.
Truly feel from your inner self. Humiliation, rejection, submissiveness. And submissiveness means that you're shoving it in, right? Which is something right. that everybody does in this day and age. You shove it in, right?
Right.
So the more you shove in, the more you end up having trapped emotions that end up layering themselves within your body. And that's what where I come in is metaphysically, I'm releasing the layers of trapped emotions from your body so that your body, the energy flows through your body freely, right?
Okay, right.
Okay, mad, hateful, frustrated, aggressive, critical, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, despair, lonely, abandoned, disappointed, disapproval, distant, mad, hurt, insecure, scared, startled, liberated, confident, important, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager, awe, astonished, perplexed, disillusioned, dismayed, shocked, frightened, overwhelmed, inferior, frightened, embarrassed, ridiculed, alienated, insignificant, inferior, inadequate, worried, overwhelmed, frightened, shocked, energetic, liberated. And it's hanging there. Joyful. Inquisitive. Important. Confident. Respected. Fulfilled. Courageous. Provocative. Loving. Hopeful. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired. Inadequate. Apathetic. Isolated. Abandoned. Empty. Inferior, vulnerable, powerless, victimized, ignored, ashamed, remorseful, hesitant, aversion, detestable, revulsion, revolted, repugnant, loathing, judgmental, sarcastic, skeptical, suspicious, withdrawn, irritated, infuriated, hostile, violated, devastated, alienated, inferior, worried, frightened, terrified, shocked, eager, ecstatic, liberated. And it's hanging on liberated, so it means that it's releasing.
Great to hear.
Yes. It's amazing. I did work on myself right before this call tonight. I could feel a couple balls of energy in me, and I did the exact same thing that I'm doing on you. And within 10 minutes, it was all gone. Right now, I feel totally calm, relaxed, you know, ready to take on the world doing what I'm doing. Humiliated, joyful, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, playful, sensitive, loving, courageous, respected, confident, important, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager, awe, amused, ecstatic, important, confident, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open. Open. Inspired. Playful. Hopeful. Is the innate happy? Yes. Is there anything else that the innate in Tim would like to say? No. Okay. So now we're going to tap into the chakras. And I'm going to run you through a list of questions and just asking if it's blocked by whatever, right?
What's going on?
Okay. Can I tap into Tim's root chakra? Yes. Is it blocked by fear? No. Can we tap into Tim's sacral chakra? Yes. Is it blocked by guilt? Yes. Okay, release the guilt from Tim's sacral chakra. Aggressive, mad, frustrated, anxious, scared, interested, peaceful, powerful, optimistic, intimate, accepted. Okay, Tim's sacral chakra blocked by guilt? No. Is Tim's solar plexus blocked by shame? No. Is Tim's heart chakra blocked by grief? No. Is Tim's throat chakra blocked by lies? No. Is Tim's third eye blocked by illusion? No. Tim's crown chakra blocked by ego or attachment? How do you feel, Tim?
I feel good. I feel great. I want to keep this going.
Yeah. Can you feel a difference from before you got on the phone or whatever? Of, you know, like just lightness
yes,
going
indeed.
Through your body?
I do feel a difference.
Okay. What I want you to do is each day that goes by, pay attention to yourself. Right? How you perceive things to be before, it might change. Were you just less bothered by things?
Okay, sounds like a plan. I will monitor myself. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's wonderful, actually. If you can feel it this early in the game, it'll only get better.
It's amazing to hear.
Yeah. Okay, can I tap out of Tim? Yes, it's my name, Tim. Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Tim? No, is my name Tim? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate
okay, can you go to my Facebook page, Healing Hands by Shoshona, after a few days, and put a rating on there for me?
Sure, no problem.
Just how you feel or whatever. So it's Healing Hands by Shoshona.
Healing Hands by Shoshona. Okay, you got it. I will do that.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Tim.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Now, if you have called in and you want to have work done by Shoshona, you have to press the number 1 so that a symbol appears on my studio board. Otherwise, we will assume that you just want to listen. So we will now go to our caller from area code 305. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Barbara. My name is Piti Diana.
Hello.
Hi. spoke to you a long time ago, and just now I poured water right over where I was sitting as I talked to you. I guess it's called a baptism in a way. Oh, boy, I tell you. Well, Barbara,
okay, well,
Grace.
Shoshana
Barbara
is
Grace.
Going to be the one that works on you today, and Shoshana does emotion code healing, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay, Shoshana.
Thank you, Barbara Grace.
You're
okay,
welcome.
What is your name again?
It's Bipi Diana.
Bipiana?
No, it's like P-I-T-I and then Diana.
Oh, Pitiana.
Well, close, with a D in the middle, D as in divine. Piti Diana.
Okay.
Shoshana.
Piti Diana.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Piti Diana. Okay. That's a very unusual name, so let me write that down because I might very well forget it.
If I write on your Facebook page, you'll recognize it immediately.
Yeah. Okay, P.T. Deanna.
It's even longer than that.
Alrighty.
That's the beginning of it. I hope you can help me. I feel this is like, you know, the end chapter. And I need to, like you were saying to the gentleman before, to open, because this should not be the end.
No. No. Do you have health issues, PT Deanna?
Yeah, but more than health issues, it's a huge issue that has lasted 10 years, and it has ruined my life and my reputation and made me lose everything I had. And I assure you, I did nothing to deserve it.
Yeah.
So I feel very hopeless right now.
I know the feeling, so don't feel bad or whatever. Just know that, yes, I can help you.
Thank you.
So what this does is it removes negative energy from your body, from your mind, from your spirit, you know, so that you can breathe and you can deal with your life. Right?
Thank you.
And I went through the same type of situation that you went through. I'm at the doorstep right now where I could lose everything. I'm just trying to build a business. I'm changing careers. I know exactly where you're coming from. So, yes, this can help. Everything that I do combined, I will make it available to you. So after this call, what I want you to do is I want you to friend me on Messenger. And we will keep in touch or whatever, and I'll give you the help that you need.
Please understand that right now I have no resources. And,
no, that's fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no resources.
You know what I mean? Like, there'll be an exchange of energy in one way or the other or whatever, and either you promote me out there or... you know, when you have money or whatever, you can throw some my way or whatever. Don't worry about it. You know, like, I can help you. So.
Gracias. Thank you. I love the word grace because in Spanish it's thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't have to be hours and hours and hours. I've pretty well nailed it down to where I have sessions that I can do on you that will be fast. You know what I mean? Not much time involved, but we'll hold the punch. So it's just one thing after another that we do to change your energy, to have you turn a corner.
You know, I don't understand. I don't understand this. My energy has always been one of one of good, and that's what I've done. And what I don't understand is why... the exchange is totally bad.
Are you a light worker?
maybe, I don't know. I've definitely been a person who brings light to whatever situation I'm in.
Because if you're a light worker, chances are, yes, you were being attacked and didn't even know it.
I do know it. There are people who wanted me out of the way because I was doing good. But
yes.
I'm out of their life, and this is still a problem. I've lost everything because of what they did. And I don't understand why they would have such hatred for me or such, you know.
It's not you. It's the fact that they're of darkness and you're of lightness. And I had people attacking me to where I was shielding myself constantly. And I had all this bad energy coming towards me. And it was, I could feel it. I could see it. So I can help you. So just bear with me and stick with me or whatever. And, you know, there's different things that I can do for you that will help to release that energy so that you feel lightness come your way and surrounding you in frequencies or whatever so that nothing can touch you. Right? Because if you're a light worker, chances are you'll always be attacked in one way or the other.
I would
so you
love
have
to
touch constantly,
me.
You have to constantly keep shielding yourself from it because it's energy, right? You can't see it. So let's see what it has to say, what your innate has to say. Okay, do I have your permission, PT Deanna, to connect with you?
Yes, you do, Shoshone.
Okay, can I tap into PT Deanna? Yes, is my name PT Deanna? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name PT Deanna? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name PT Deanna? Yes. Okay, can we tap into PT Deanna's innate self? Hurt. Submissive, insecure, mad, hurt, anxious, scared, joyful, energetic, liberated, ecstatic, amused, important, confident, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired. So what you could do is call into my radio show every Wednesday and I'll work on you for free for whatever the time allotment is or whatever, because sometimes during the summer there is no callers, you know. So in that case, I would work on you for an hour.
All right.
Right? So that's something mean to me, yeah.
Is the radio show different than Barbara Grace's?
Pardon?
Is it a different show? Is it Barbara Grace Reynolds' show?
Yeah,
okay.
this one Barbara produces. It's
right.
Healing Hands by Shoshona, and it's on
right.
every Wednesday at 7:00 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, hateful, threatened, hurt, submissive, anxious, scared.
Can I add two to those?
Pardon me?
Can I add two more to those?
What do you mean two more?
Slandered and defamed.
Okay. Yes. Okay, slandered.
And defamed.
Yes. And defamed. Yes. Release them now. Release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy from PT Deanna. filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but filling her with a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles in her life. Are you familiar with the prayer Psalm 91?
Yes. That's the one where, well, I don't know it by heart, I'm sorry, but it's the one where it says that nothing is going to hurt you because your right side and your left side, and yes, I believe, I know which
what
one
I,
you're talking about.
What I was
about.
Doing when I was being attacked was I would just say the title, Psalm 91, 91, 91, 91, 91, and I'd keep saying it. And the feeling, it would be like a feeling where, like, I was going to drop. Now, when I was a child, I had Guillain-Barré syndrome, and I was paralyzed from head to toe. So I know what it feels like to have your body give out. That was the feeling that I was getting, where my body just felt like it wanted to just drop, right? So I would say Psalm 91, 91, 91, 91, 91, and within 30 seconds, the feeling would go away.
Okay.
So, but what I would do is read the prayer a few times daily.
Okay.
Say for like a week, read the prayer every day or every night before you go to bed, read the prayer, right?
Okay.
And then you can switch to the title where you, if you feel that you're being attacked, you could just in your mind say Psalm 91 over and over and over again, right? The intention is there.
Yes,
okay.
I understand. You're recalling a whole thought pattern in your mind by the title.
Yeah, yeah.
Problem with me is my intellect works, but I feel very, very blocked. And this is not going on from now. This is this started 10 years ago at the very least, probably longer. People who are into... not the kind, you know, into the unkind things and into greed.
Yeah.
I believe they did some type of a ceremony. Well, I was even told that. But I choose not to believe in those things, but the effects, I have felt those.
Yeah.
I felt that and I don't see how to go on.
Well, there was a battle that was going on between lightness and darkness, and I think it's getting better. I don't feel it as much anymore, but I could sure feel it for a time there where I was of lightness, and I was literally being attacked big time. So don't feel that you're the only one out there that's going through this. Some people get it more than others. Some people are more sensitive to it than others. Some people are just shielded by God, and they don't feel it. They don't get it, right? So your innate is a lot lighter now. How do you feel?
It's hard for me to say. I'm happy that you're talking to me, and that you've listened to me. I'm very frightened. I'm still frightened. I mean, I know that this moment is all we have, but it's, you know, it's very unjust. It's my whole life was ruined for this, and I was so discredited. And there was nothing I would change about my actions because I did what was best for everyone concerned and worked towards that and achieved that. And I still lost everything. And I would love to get it all back because it was my life.
Well, I believe that if we change your energy, that it will come back to you. So, and I'm in the same position right now. So let's do this. Let's go to your chakras now. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Can we go to the root chakra of Piti Dhyana? Okay. Is the root chakra blocked by fear? Can you just give me 2 seconds? I just need to go close the window here.
Yes, yes, definitely. Take your time.
There. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah, my husband's just mowing the lawn, so. Okay.
That's something to be grateful for.
Is PTDN's... Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Is PTDN's root chakra blocked by fear? Yes. Frustrated, aggressive, humiliated, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, confused, amazed, excited, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, bored, lonely, depressed, despair, disapproval, disappointed, awful, avoidance, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, peaceful, eager, energetic, liberated, important, inquisitive, amused, liberated, fulfilled, courageous, fulfilled, respected, confident, important, inquisitive, amazed, ecstatic, liberated, interested, accepted, powerful, peaceful. Okay, is PT Dhyana's root chakra blocked by fear? No. Is PT Dhyana's sacral chakra blocked by guilt? No. Is PT Dhyana's solar plexus blocked by shame? No. Is PT Dhyana's heart chakra blocked by grief? Yes. Rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, confused, interested, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, lonely, depressed, despair, abandoned, guilty, disapproval, disappointed, awful, avoidance, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, indifferent. Can we release all psychic trauma, all nested emotion, all resonance, and all miasm type energy from PT Dhyana, filling her full of the love, the light, the blood, and raising her internal frequency to that of 7.83 hertz, but filling her with a frequency of 528 hertz for miracles? Interested. Okay. Is PT Dhyana's heart chakra blocked by grief? No. Is PT Dhyana's throat chakra blocked by lies? No. Is PT Dhyana's third eye blocked by illusion? No. Is PT Dhyana's crown chakra blocked by ego or attachment? No. How do you feel now?
For the moment, I feel better.
Can you feel lightness going through you?
Yes, a little bit. I guess I'm hanging on to say yes, because it's been such a disgrace that, and grace is my choice, and this grace is not, and it just has overwhelmed me, Shoshona.
Yeah, I know the feeling. So you're talking to the right person.
Thank you.
So, you know, and the time to do it is when you're down and out because of it. Every time I do a session on you, you'll feel lighter. So, like I said, call into the radio shows. You'll get your free sessions, right? I won't be charging you anything. And if you need it in between, you can always contact me for an emergency.
Well, thank you. Do you see me getting out of this situation?
Yes, I do. I do. And I believe you'll get it all back, too. I don't know. I don't know. I'd say once I start working on you, within 6 months. Month by month, day by day, week by week, as time goes by. Now that I'm working on you, pay attention to the differences that are around you, what you're feeling, the vibration that's coming towards you, right? Pay attention. If you can, journal it so that you can go back later and look at it, right?
Right.
You know, but now that I've started this work on you, call in every week, at least once a week, be in touch with me or whatever. And the more we do this, the faster it will go on you. So we need to get rid of all of this energy so that you stop dwelling on it. Basically, every time I do work on you, you feel light energy coming your way. And it will absolutely change your perception of life. That's exactly what I experienced. And I'll tell you, Barbara Grace worked on me the other day, and it to me it was an immediate release. So
I called in.
You
I
can
don't know if it was a year ago when Barbara was with Doreen with DC, and maybe a year or two ago, and they're kind souls. I like them
very much. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Thank you very much.
Pay attention, Deanna, to how you're feeling from this point forward. Okay, and here's another exercise I want to give to you. This is something that I did when I was being attacked. I imagine a balloon over my head, over the top of my crown chakra. And every negative thought, every time this comes to you and you're recycling it over again, I want you to hand it up to God by saying, God, please take my world. And you can even go as far as holding a globe over your head up to God, standing on your tippy toes in your mind, and handing it up to God. God, please take my world. God, please take my world. God, please take my world. Right?
Before you know it. WORLD, like my world, right?
World, yes. Yeah.
Okay. I have something to ask you. Can you please release the shame I feel? Because it isn't guilt, but it is shame, because I have been so profoundly shamed, and it weighs like a world that's crushing me. I have been
released your shame. What you do is you hold your head up high, my dear. If you feel that you have done no wrong, but people have pulled away from you and whatever, you hold your head high. You do not walk in shame. Right? Let them walk in shame. Right? You don't walk in shame.
Understood.
Right? You hold your head high. You did your best. Right? This was out of your control. Right?
Completely. Completely.
Well, you hold your head high. And I just did release your shame. So, and your
Thank
guilt.
Thank you. I don't have guilt. Guilt is, you know, when I know I've done wrong and I haven't. But shame, yes, definitely. Shame, so much of it.
Where do you live, Deanna?
I'm in South Florida.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're Eastern Standard Time then, right?
Yeah,
I'm in Alberta, Canada. Alberta, Canada.
I'd love to Banff and Calgary and all that. I'd love to see that. That was one of my dreams.
I live just outside of Edmonton.
Oh, there's a guy I always hear in the shows who is so wonderful, the best voice ever. His name is Jay, and he's in Edmonton.
Oh, okay.
You've never heard him before?
No, no.
He's in area code 780. He, wonderful soul, nice, nice man. And there's someone else in Edmonton that used to broadcast a radio show, but we didn't hit it off well, or she didn't hit it off well with me. So, but Edmonton is a place I'd love to see in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful around here.
That would be, that's a beautiful province I'd love to see someday. And
yeah,
if I ever do, if I ever get there, I will meet you face to face, because
yeah,
that is a beautiful place, a
yeah,
place I've dreamed of. I've been as far as Washington State in Mount Rainier, but
oh,
I didn't
yeah,
cross over the border to Seattle or Winnipeg or, in, you know, I'm sorry, to Vancouver or anywhere,
yeah,
you know, Alberta.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I did go to Ottawa and Montreal and Ontario once.
Oh, yeah.
I love Canada.
Yeah, Canada is a beautiful country.
Yeah.
States is much like Canada or whatever, scenery-wise, you know.
I'd love to see that. Thank you. When you look out tomorrow upon, you know, your sights, please think of me so my eyes can see that. I hope to see it someday.
I will. So you can reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshona.
Is that S-H-O?
Do you have a pen handy?
S-H-O. Yeah, I'm writing it as we speak.
Yeah, S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A.
Ah, okay. Not like the tribe.
No,
it's
Shoshona. S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, I remember the name.
Or you can IM me at Shoshona Pelche. And it's S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A. And then Pelche is P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R.
I pronounce that different, Pelletier in French.
Yes, yes.
And it means
yes,
the person of the skins, you know, like the tiger skin or things.
Yeah.
It's the person
yeah,
who works the skins.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
There you go.
I will do that, and I will soon go on Facebook and write something to you.
Yeah, I am me, so that we can be in touch with one another. And like I told you, I will help you. So
thank you very
much. We can
much,
reserve the sessions for the show once a week or whatever. And then, you know, like if there's an emergency in between, I can always help you out of the bind or whatever. So
thank you. Bless you. Bless you.
All righty. Okay. Can
with
I tap out of PDiana? Yes, is my name P.T. Deanna? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name P.T. Deanna? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, okay, I'm tapped out of you now.
Thank you. With my right hand outstretched, as in the, you know, in the movies, the greeting. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
And thank you, Barbara Grace Reynolds.
Well, you are welcome, and I'm so glad you called, and you're getting the help that you deserve, because you do deserve to have a good life. Don't ever forget that.
I love you.
I love you, too. Okay,
good night,
Shoshona. We've come to the end of another show. This is great.
Yes,
you did
that was
some
wonderful,
wonderful
Barbara,
work. Yeah, I
that
like DNA body work.
Yeah, in this little blurb that I found on your chakras is helpful, too.
Yes,
so,
it is.
I think that's a well-rounded session when I can give somebody both of those items or whatever, so.
I think so. Well, great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
well,
thank
we
you, my dear.
We will be back next week.
Thank
and
you.
And I will talk to you then.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye,
Bye.
Everybody.